This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. It's now time for the February 2026 edition of our monthly new music roundup. As usual, we're sharing recommendations and notes on recent releases by artists either based in or from St. Louis. And this month's selections include picks by new music roundup first-timer Wes Hoffman, lead singer of Wes Hoffman and Friends and organizer of 314 Punk Weekend. Welcome back.
Yes, thanks so much for having me, Elaine.
And as always, we have Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer, our monthly new music show originator, and our OG picker.
Hello, thank you.
Now, again, before we start, we always do this. There's a quick reminder to give to you all. Everything that we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for STL. St. Louis on the Air, new music roundup. So let's get started with our first song. And this is one, Wes, that you chose. Before we hear On My Own by Sideways, give us a little bit of the reason for why you chose this.
Yeah, this is a great song. This band Sideways, I saw them play last summer and I really just fell in love with their music. I'm a pop punk kid at heart, and so it's a very catchy, melodic, upbeat song. And this is actually their debut single that they've released. So it's really good.
Great. Well, let's hear some of it. It's On My Own by Sideways. And that is Sideways with their debut single, On My Own.
This song is like so hopeful. And to me, it's perfect as like the city starts to thaw and the days get longer. It's like, yes, new perspective, gone with the wham, wham, sad stuff. We are doing it. We are okay. We're going to make it. And yeah, it brought my spirits up.
I do not skateboard. But this made me want to skateboard.
Feel the wind through your hair. You're like, yes, sunlight, right. Hope. Thank you.
So as we often do, we kind of mix things up with genres. So yes. Maya, tell us about the next pick here.
Yes, I am bringing some St. Louis EDM to this month's roundup. We're going to hear Elater and his song, You Move Under the Cover of Night. And that is Elater and song You Move Under the Cover of Night. And I was not familiar with Elater before hearing this song, but he did something really great, and that's I encourage all artists that are listening to do. He submitted his music through our new music form.
What did he do?
He submitted his music to our new music form. You can find it online right now, stlpr.org/newmusicform. And when I turn it on, I mean, I love EDM in general also. I love the kind of like jungle bass vibes in it. And it also reminds me, I'm a little bit of a dweeb, of Sonic Adventure 2 specifically, the soundtrack of it. You hear it? Because, I mean, that soundtrack has a lot of just great music in general, but even the cover of this track is like, is designed to look like a PlayStation video game. So he already know that he got some video game vibes in there. Yeah, and I just had to add it to the list this month.
Right, and you were talking about focus, right?
Yes, absolutely. I was thinking this is getting me in the mood to just focus, study, something you could have in the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now that you've mentioned the video game connection, uh-huh. and that is one of the ways that artists get paid for what they do,
mm-hmm. right,
is
those
for
soundtracks.
Video games, right, to yeah. include their work, is that you would need to be focused and mm-hmm. sort of block things out. Our next song is one that comes from a group that we have we've talked about on the show before, and that is Inner City Witches. So let's hear a little bit of this, and then we'll get a little from you, Wes, about why you chose this song. This is Who Rules the World? ? By Inner City Witches. And that is Inner City Witches with Who Rules the World.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this band. I have seen their career go from when they first started playing shows. They actually had a different name. I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. But I've seen them now to where they've released this album. And now they're really well known here in St. Louis.
Yes.
And I really love the sound of the guitars.
Yeah.
It sounds... like almost like it's gonna be kind of a pop punk riff,
yes.
but it gets heavier.
It's groovy.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. And I feel like they're a really good band that hardcore music is having a moment right now, and they're a really good band to get into if you don't like super heavy stuff. Their stuff is more accessible, but still heavy at the same time and aggressive.
And I love the interpolation of Nirvana in there.
Yeah.
The Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
I was like, I was already rocking with it, and then that hit, and I was like, oh, okay.
This just sounds like it must be so much fun to play.
Yeah.
And the drums. Mm-hmm. I love the drums on this song.
The drummer is beating the drums like they owe him money.
Yes.
Whooping them.
And I made a little slip there and said Inner City Witches, but I would love to hear this performed live on stage.
That's the wish.
Yeah. So the next song is one from a local a local producer.
Yes.
And a rapper. Tell us about this.
This man is
a farmer.
A multi-hyphenate gentleman here. This is Davy Napalm and his song Sunshine.
You can't have joy without a little bit of pain, my boy. But you gotta be prepared, cause when it rains, it pours. Could go from stage on tour to cancer stage four. So live your life for purpose, not what you get paid for. Now I could've made more, but I spent it with the fam. Just see my man who spent half his life in the can. Take the right steps, time can slip right through your hands. But I never hesitate to leave you right where you stand.
Can't always have sunshine. It's gotta rain someday.
And that's Davy Napalm and his song Sunshine. As I've been building this database with my co-producer, Darius Varner, we've been able to ask for lyric sheets. And when Davy sent his in, it was just like written by Davy Napalm, produced by Davy Napalm. Like everything you're hearing is all him, and it all sounds so dang good. And again, it's one of those uplifting. I'm getting out the winter funk. I'm tired of it. The snow is melting. The sun is literally shining right now. And yes, you have to have some bad times to really appreciate it. And I truly do appreciate the real sunshine and the song Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Wes.
Oh, absolutely. I love how it went from rapping to singing. And
yes,
after the first time through, I knew I had that hook,
mm-hmm,
you know?
And it's irresistible.
Yeah.
And what it reminds me of, maybe it's because of the word sunshine, but it made me think about Sesame Street and how they would have, you know, contemporary music.
Yes.
Being like, it was incorporated into what they would do, like, mm-hmm, in the 70s and the early 80s. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I had going through my mind
good,
as I was listening.
It's a good, wholesome vibe.
Yes, yeah, indeed. And there's a story there too.
Mm-hmm.
So the next song is very different. And this is one that you chose, Wes, from Family Medicine and Jim Coleman House. Tell us about this one.
Yes. So this is Family Medicine's an awesome band. They're another band that kind of mixes genres from metal, punk. But they also have some melodic sides, too. They have a lot of riffs in this song. So as a guitar player, it's very riffy, and I really... That kind of stuff really gets my attention right away.
Mm-hmm. And to catch your attention, here is a bit of that song, Hella Tractor by Family Medicine and Jim Coleman House. And that is Family Medicine and Jim Coleman House with Hella Tractor. Maya.
It sounds to me like inner musings. I don't know if folks have seen that meme of a gentleman, like, it's like a cartoon. He's looking at himself in the mirror and he's pointing at himself, like, really giving him a talk. That's what this song reminds me of just like your inner thoughts as you move through the day and try to figure out life and figure out everything, even down to him talking about like the coffee stains on his teeth. I'm like, that's just like his inner thoughts blasted into your ears.
Mm-hmm. And reading the lyrics to this and then hearing the song, they're very different experiences, interestingly. And a lot of it, admittedly, I couldn't really make out. But in reading the lyrics, and I wish there were more lyrics available for songs, because there's a lot of work that goes into that.
The lyricism is important.
It's another facet of appreciating this. Is this a group that you have known about for some time?
Absolutely, yeah. They're good friends of mine. And this is actually a song off of an album that's coming out, I believe, on March 20th.
Oh, nice.
So coming up soon. And I love this song, how as we're listening to it, every instrument is doing something different.
Uh-huh.
You know, it sounds a little off the wall, but it all fits together too.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to listen to a song that is from you, Wes Hoffman.
That's my pick.
And friends. And this is Maya's pick, yeah.
Yes. You know, Wes Hoffman was our first artist feature back in October of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, he blew my wig back, and now he's doing it again. So this is Wes Hoffman and Friends and their song, Promises. And that is Wes Hoffman and Friends with their song Promises. And my wig is on the ground. It is now tumbleweave.
tumbleweave.
You know, like, we're 2 months into the new year. And it's kind of like, for me at least, taking stock of who I have in my life, who I have around me. And like making peace with like where things are right now, right? Because now we're in it. We're in the thick of it. It's February and it's 2026 and we're just going forward. So I really appreciated hearing the song, especially at this time of year. So thank you for blowing my wig back again.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean, was any of what Maya said part of what you were thinking about or feeling as, you know, you were writing the song, performing it?
Absolutely. This was very much similar to what Maya said. I wasn't thinking about anybody specific, but I was thinking about just relationships and how we do have promises that people haven't kept and that we'll probably keep some secrets or some things that people have told us for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everybody can relate to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is also eminently singable. Like, I can imagine going to karaoke and belting this one out, you know, much to the chagrin of some other people. Our producer Darius Varner is also co-signing that karaoke, the singing part of it. So, Wes, one of the things, you know, Maya's just mentioned, you were on the show in October 2024, and something that is also part of your past and your present is 314 Punk Weekend, and that's going to be happening at the end of the month. So what is in store with that?
Oh man, so much. It's really a weekend that's going to celebrate punk rock in St. Louis, and I feel like this is something that we've been missing for the last several years. Last year was the first year that we did it. It takes place at the Sinkhole on Friday night, The 27th, and then Platypus in the Grove on the 28th and March 1st. And each night, we have a hardcore night, a punk night, and an emo night that each genre will play that night. So it's just basically a bunch of bands that I think are making waves in the St. Louis music scene that I want to get everybody together and have them check them out. And it's last year was really a time where it felt like being at all the shows and also my band plays, it really felt like just a good sense of community with all of the people that are in the bands, but all the people that just love this kind of music coming together and spending the whole weekend. There were so many people that just went to every show. And that was so cool to see people, you know, three nights in a row hanging out and enjoying this music.
Mm-hmm. You've added a pre-show on Thursday. Why is that the case?
Well, I had so many people asking me if they could play.
Nice.
After we announced, and I thought someone had reached out to me and said, hey, can we play? And they said, what if you do a pre-show? And I thought, oh, you know, I think we might be able to do that. So we turned it into a new music showcase. So all the bands that are playing have been a band for a year or less.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and that's at Moshmallow on February 26th. So it's a Thursday night, but you'll get to see a bunch of bands that are really up and coming, emerging in the scene, and are really just kind of shining a light on them.
Mm-hmm. So 314 Punk Weekend, if it's someone's first punk show that, you know, they're punk curious, what is it they should know in advance of that, you know, to be ready?
It's going to get a little rowdy.
Just a little, just a touch.
Yeah, right. Maybe wear some closed-toed shoes.
Right.
Important.
You know, it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of people there in a small space, so you have to get comfortable with your personal space kind of being a little bit invaded. And it's going to be loud.
Mm-hmm. And it's community building. Like, when you have all that energy in a small space, like, you are moving as a group. So
right.
That's really my favorite part of the experience.
And I was there on Sunday last year and was really impressed by the diversity in ages and races mm-hmm. of all the people that were there. Like, I saw families too, like
yes.
multiple generations, not just two, but three. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know you were there. You had to say hi.
Yeah, I was there.
Elaine be outside. Y'all didn't get hip.
Wes Hoffman is the organizer of 314 Punk Weekend and the lead singer of Wes Hoffman and Friends. Maya Norfleet is a producer for St. Louis on the Air and the originator of this monthly new music show. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For more info about 314 Punk Weekend, which takes place at multiple venues across St. Louis from February 26th through March 1st, visit our website. That's stlonair.show. And remember, everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air, New Music Roundup.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet and by Darius Barner.
Audio engineering and sound design by Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.